Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Now then, I have been a listener of your teaching on the BVOV. I've been a partner for 15 years. Praise God, partner. Yeah, thank you. I was heavily in debt when I first started listening. Today, I'm completely debt-free, exclamation point. I own my house and car. I no longer feel like a slave. I know the feeling. Thank you so much for teaching me Bible principles. I'm so grateful for all of your ministry programs. I would not have matured in the Word of God without your teachings. May God bless you and your minister, KP from Connecticut. Praise God. Yes! Other than a revelation of the word of faith, the thing that has been so huge in glory in my life, which has been passed down to the ministry, is to be debt free.
Amen.
And I had a lot of debt built up there. Fooling around that old entertainment business and all of that mess. And Gloria said I must have borrowed money on my tricycle, but it was $24,000. Anyway, we just went after it. 11 months we were debt free.
Amen.
And since then it's just been, a boom to me. Of being so impulsive. No, wait a minute. Lord, I don't have the money for that right now. And then doing that, I found out that I was jumping out on a lot of things that were out of time.
That's it.
It should have been later. And if you're foolish enough to announce it while you're on the platform, I won't go into that. Because I was the fool that did it. Praise God. Our golden text from the book of Hebrews chapter 6, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, faith toward God, the doctrine of baptisms, the laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. This we will do if God will permit. Now, repentance from dead works, we talk some about this, but now, faith toward God. And as we talked about earlier, these fundamental principles are the bedrock. Mm-hmm. And that's what all else is based on, on his teachings and what he said. And you find it in the writings of the Apostle Paul. You find it in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And but when you glean it, like, for instance, from the fourth chapter of the book of Mark, Jesus said to his disciples, if you can understand this parable, you can understand them all. The sower sows the word. So you go back to the fourth chapter of the book of Mark and you look it up in the King James, and then you look it up in the Amplified, and that is a Kenneth Copeland Ministries Amplified Classic Edition. I am addicted to it, yeah. Edition. So it is now ours and to publish. So, the fundamental doctrines of Christ. Faith. It is impossible to please God without faith. Hebrews 11:6, James 1:1 through 7. Faith begins where the will of God is known, and this book is the will of God. Yes, it is. Amen. Now, let me remind you something, class. I would not write you a letter and tell you something that's not my will. And I have, Gloria and I have, last will and testament. Mm-hmm. Everything in there is my will.
That's it.
Things change, I change it. Mm-hmm. But I'm so satisfied that the early translators, they were going at that route to see that this is God's will. Yeah. It is His testament. You can't be saved without it, Ephesians 2:8. You can't live the Christian life without it, Romans 1:17, Galatians 3:11, Hebrews 10:38, Habakkuk 2:4. You can't walk the Christian walk without it, 2 Corinthians 5, 6, and 7. You cannot fight the Christian fight without faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, 2 Timothy 4:7, 1 John 5, 1 through 4, you can't overcome the world without faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Whatsoever is not born of faith is sin, Romans 4:23. You can't stand without faith, 2 Corinthians 1:24, Romans 11:20. You can't quench the fiery darts of the enemy without it, Ephesians 6:16. You can't be blessed without it, Galatians 3:13 and 14. So why preach faith? You can't please God without it. Amen. But it's how faith works. So how does it work? Let's go over there to the 10th chapter of the book of Romans. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness, okay, ignorant of it, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. That is an old English word that just simply means right standing. That's what's good about this. Because in the amplifications, it has brackets around it. It's right standing with God. All right. But Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. Now, but the righteousness which is of faith speaks. Now you go. Here we are. Here we are. Remember what we talked about yesterday? I was just quoting all my scriptures.
Oh, yes.
You know. I had to get away from that and go to my Bible and check things out. Anyway. The righteousness which of faith speaks on this wise, say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ again from the dead. What does it say? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. that if you shall confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You will be. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness. Excuse me. And with the mouth confession is made. You believe it in your heart and you say it with your mouth. Now, I was praying and I was asking the Lord, what about a person that can't speak, that uses sign language? The Lord said, I look at the heart.
That's true.
And he's speaking with his or her hands. But he said, if they will continue to try to speak, he said, I will heal them so they can speak it aloud with their mouth. My spiritual father, Oral Roberts, stuttered so badly that he wasn't bad at home, but he'd go to school, he just couldn't stand up in front of class. And it was terribly embarrassing to him. But then he liked to die of tuberculosis. And there was a man by the name of Muncie that was having a tent meeting. And so now, Oral Roberts is about 6'3". Now think about this. His brother Vaden came in and picked him up out of the bed like this. He had spit blood all over the side of the wall. A man that size, and he carried him in his arms. He said, there's a tent man. There's a man preaching in a tent out here. I'm going to take you. You're going to get healed.
Amen.
So he got out there. And Brother Munster said, bring that young man here to me. So he just put him up there on the platform. And he laid his hands on him. And he said, now then, young man, you take a deep breath. And Brother Robert said, he said, I took that deep breath. He said, oh, it felt so good. Oh, it felt so good. Oh, it felt so good. And when he breathed out, he never stuttered anymore.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
And on that time is when the Lord spoke to him and told him he was going to build him a university. Praise the Lord. Now, I'm telling you this for this reason. And I'll speak it to you in just a moment. With the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference, look at this, between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, sozo, which includes healing and soundness. How then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? They can't. How shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? They can't. How shall they hear without a preacher? They can't. How shall they preach except they be sent?
Amen.
How can they preach unless they be sent? I don't want to do what Brother Hagin used to do, and he doesn't do it either. He had to walk. Wore out shoes walking. No. He didn't have any partners. His partner was Jesus. But now when he was raised up, he only weighed 89 pounds. And they his story, he was born so prematurely, they just thought he couldn't live, but he did anyway, by faith. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings and good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes. It cannot not come. It's there. It's not a feeling. It's a power.
Ooh, come on.
Glory to God. In the beginning. In the beginning, God. Now, wait. Now, whoop, 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 whoop. El, God, Lohim, plural. In the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Let there be light, and there was light. Sunshine was 4 days later. Light energy, 186,000 miles a second in 24 hours, 16,074,704,800 miles of universe. And on the seventh day, he rested. And I said, well, he rested because he was finished. I said, Lord, that's right, isn't it? And he said, nope, didn't right. He said, I rested. I said, you needed rest? He said, can I? It took a lot of faith to say that.
Whoa.
He said, I rested. Glory to God.
Amen.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost were right there on that day. Elohim, plural. Now you can understand what was being said when you go to the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made out of things which do appear or visible. By faith, God is a faith God. Verse 6, without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. I believe that with all of my heart. Well, how can you believe it without seeing? I see him right there. I see him. I know who Cain is. I read the book. And this is one book, it'd do you good to read the back of the book. Well, I don't understand the book of Revelation. You need to read it. But I don't understand any of it. Well, you've never read the very first chapter of it then. And we'll just take a minute here. You wasn't going anywhere, were you?
Oh, no.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which shortly come to pass. He sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bore record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and all things that he saw. Blessed is he that reads, and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep these things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
Yes, it is.
Well, that's what I always heard. He's coming soon.
He's coming.
Well, the Bible says a day with him is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. Which means, and far as I can tell, the prophecies have been fulfilled. Hundreds of them. And we're in this little sliver of time. Is. Thank you, Jesus. But every day is a day closer. And I want you to see what the book of Revelation will look like if you spend enough time in it. I didn't do that all at once. I didn't go through there and just mark all that up and make it look good. 2:10, the lake of fire, the great white throne, the bride of the Lamb's wife. Also a great throne. He that overcometh here. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and they'll be my son. Yes. Come on, Jesus. Let's get out of here. But not until we're finished. Now, Lord, I got so excited, I don't know where I am. Well, I wanted you to see that. It's impossible to please him without faith, because faith did it. He put the world. God's faith slung this universe into existence. And it is still expanding at the speed of light. Galaxies and these supernova telescopes that they have now that are out there, they still can't see the end of it. It is just still going on. And all we know much about is our galaxy. Then people say, we want to go out there. We want to go to Mars and all that. Well, I mean, help yourself. I ain't got time to do that. I'll just fly my little bonanza around and be happy with that. Praise God anyway. Hallelujah. That's what is so marvelous about this book. Faithful is he that calls on you, he will do it. This is a good place. The book of Thessalonians is just marvelous. And we only got 30 seconds left, so I think we better close. Glory to God. Well, go home and read the book of Revelation, will you?
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Our daily lives are filled with many opportunities to choose. But the most important decision of faith you'll ever make is to receive Jesus Christ as your Redeemer. In the 6-part teaching series, Revelation of Redemption, Kenneth Copeland explains how Jesus paid the full price for your redemption by destroying the works of the enemy. Everything you've ever needed is provided in your redemption, so you can experience good health, wealth, and life prosperity. This KCM Foundational Teaching Series on MP3 disc comes with a companion study guide. Unlock the power of the greatest exchange ever made for you, an act of God's love that was finished on the cross, providing for you rights and privileges so you can walk in victory and success. Now is the time for you to identify with the finished works of Jesus and live the life that is rightfully yours. Request your free Revelation of Redemption package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Start enjoying the benefits of your redemption and get a clear picture of all you have access to in earth and in heaven. This free offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. We're living in a time of significant decisions and monumental changes that are impacting every realm of our lives. If there ever was a day when we must know God, His will, and His purpose for our lives, it's right now. God promises safety, protection, security, and peace for those in His family. And as a born-again child of God, you have covenant promises that provide supernatural provision and covering. Psalms 91 says, 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is our refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. God promises to be a refuge and a fortress to those who will trust and dwell in Him. It starts with the decision to receive Jesus into your heart and make Him the Lord and Savior of your life. Pray this prayer with me. Lord God, I lift up my voice to you today. I believe that Jesus went to the cross for me. I believe that He paid the price for my sin and was raised from the dead for me. I confess my sins today. I turn from my old ways, and I declare Jesus as my Lord and Savior forevermore. Amen and amen. Welcome to the family of God. Your spirit is born again, and through Jesus, you have eternal life, healing, and prosperity. You can look to God and trust Him to deliver you because He's always faithful. Now, to help you take the next steps in living your new life in Christ, we want to send you the Salvation Package. It includes a book, He Did It All For You, by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and two brochures to help you start reading and studying your Bible. To receive your Salvation Package free, go to kcm.org.
Let me remind you something about the Victory Magazine. KCM's free monthly publication started printing back in 1973. Gloria said, George, let's just do a newsletter, news before it happens. Well, it goes out to 2,400,000 partners and friends around the world in seven languages. Wow. And there's no, it's free. There is no cost to you. I mean, get it. Put it in doctor's offices and so forth.
That's right.
It's amazing how many people have just seen it laying around and turned their lives around. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And so it's a tool for spiritual growth.
Yes, it is.
Let it build your faith and share it with other friends. KCM.org. You know what to do. Be with us again tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and the entire class, reminding you, well, you know what it is. God loves you.
We love you. And Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, request the Salvation Package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, free on kcm.org/salvation.